In northeast Seattle, the Bryan Heights development covers an extra-large city block. Architects Ray and Mary Johnston worked with the developer to place 86 housing units where once there were four. Mary says that work began with one question in mind.
The first question is never, how can we get rid of that tree, but how can we save that tree and build something unique around it?
The Johnstons saved more than 30 trees at Bryant Heights, from Douglas firs and cedars to oak trees and Japanese maples. Ray leads the way to one of his favorite trees here.
That's a Deodar cedar.
This 100-foot-tall cedar provides cooling shade. It filters carbon emissions and other pollution from the air. And Mary Johnston says the tree serves as a gathering point for residents who live in the surrounding apartments.
And so it's like another resident, really. It's like their neighbor.
Ray Johnston says the developer could have easily taken this tree out to fit another row of townhouses down the middle of the block.
But it never came to that because the developer was enlightened that way.
Seattle, like many cities, is in the throes of a housing crunch. There's pressure to add thousands of new homes every year and increase density. Tree Action Seattle and other environmental groups argue that too many trees are being removed for housing. The city council recently updated its tree protection ordinance to keep trees from being cut down during development.
Its baseline is protection of trees.
This is Megan Newman. She's with Seattle's Department of Construction and Inspections. She says there are limited instances in which tree removal is allowed.
And that's really to try to help find that balance between housing and trees and growing our canopy.
The city's latest assessment of its urban canopy showed it shrank by 0.5% over a 5-year period. That's 255 acres. This tension over housing and tree preservation comes after a devastating heat dome 4 years ago hit the Pacific Northwest.
And we saw hundreds of people die from that, hundreds of people who otherwise wouldn't have died if the temperatures hadn't gotten so high.
Joshua Morris volunteered on the city's Urban Forestry Commission for 6 years.
And we know that in leafier neighborhoods, there is a significant lower temperature than in lower canopy neighborhoods. And sometimes it can be 10 degrees lower.
One of those hotter neighborhoods is Seattle's South Park, where the tree canopy is sparse. Studies show life expectancy rates here are 13 years shorter than in the leafier parts of the city. That's in large part due to air pollution and contaminants from a nearby Superfund site. Morris leads the way to a lot where four single-family homes once stood. Now 22 new units are going in. He says three big evergreens and several smaller trees are expected to be taken down. But that doesn't have to be the case.
An architect who has done an analysis of this site reckons that all of the trees that would be slated for removal could be retained and more trees could be added.
Morris says the trees that will likely be cut down for this development might not seem like a big number.
But this really is death by a million cuts.
Trees have been cut down all over the city for years, he says.
And, you know, at that scale, the cooling effect of the trees is diminished and the increased risk of death from excessive heat is heightened.
This kind of tree loss is not limited to Seattle. It's happening in dozens of cities across the country, says Portland State University geography professor Vivek Shandas.
If we don't take swift and very direct action with conservation of existing canopy, we're going to see the entire canopy shrink.
And that's a problem, Shandas says, because climate change is intensifying heat in the summer and rain in the winter here in the Pacific Northwest. Trees are needed, he says, to provide shade and absorb runoff.
And so that development going in, if it's lot edge to lot edge, we're going to see an amplification of urban heat. We're going to see a greater amount of flooding in those neighborhoods.
Ray and Mary Johnston see part of the solution here at another Seattle development they designed, around a 40-year-old Scotch pine with a waterfall at its base. Ray says places like this shady urban oasis should be incentivized in city codes, especially as human-caused climate change continues.
Would you rather be living here with the shade we have that we're under right now, or would you rather be in a much more urban, treeless, shadeless environment where you can't hang out outside?
That matters in Seattle, where the nights aren't cooling off nearly as much as they used to, and average daytime highs are getting hotter every year. How developers respond to the building codes the city adopts in the years ahead will determine whether trees help people here and elsewhere adapt to the warming climate. For NPR News, I'm Bellamy Palethorpe in Seattle.